Music. Life. Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
Herpes, the love bug. The Time Life Empire says it's an epidemic. I could have told you that. We didn't need that picture on the cover of Time magazine, anxiety-ridden young people standing in front of a hopeless wall with the word herpes scrawled in bright red letters. Letters as bright as Jane Mansfield's mouth and twice as scary, sort of helter-skelter lettering, doomsday lettering. And what does Time magazine call herpes? The new scarlet letter, referring back to the famous novel by Nathaniel Hawthorne, a better writer than the staff of Time magazine, and a man who, I'm sure, did not have herpes. Who does have herpes? We know who has herpes. Respectable young people, people on the go, guys and gals who jog, who ride 10-speed bicycles, upwardly mobile, tanned and healthy people, the sexual rebels of the 60s, slim and trim. They drink low-cal beer, diet wine, wear those little alligators on the left side of the shirt. Herpes is the lie of that perfect society. The graffiti on a clean white wall, the mark of Cain, the blot in the escutcheon, whatever that means, a mistake. Herpes is the error the Hopi Indian tribes deliberately put into their sand paintings. That's right, guys and gals. A six-pack and a date on a country road won't get you babies anymore. No shotgun wedding, just occasional blisters. That's why I don't jog. What's the sense in meeting people? And what's the sense in eating vitamins and starch blockers and kelp and spirulina, any of that dried-out green stuff sold by 45-year-old hippies with gnats flying around their dreamy eyes? Herpes is the worm in the high-tech apple, you Cosmo gals and playboys. And who's eating the apple? Who's minding the store? Time magazine. Herpes is a synthesis of some kind of bizarre dialectic, proof that the Russians are right. Do Russians have herpes? Does the PLO have herpes? Or Americans who have been faithfully married for 15 years and live in a three-bedroom split level in Larchmont or Palmdale, some exurbia that was nice in the 50s before the bad elements moved in? Now the shattered families are lonely in their ranch-style homes. The family's breaking down. The only decent thing on television is Hill Street Blues, and that's boring. Television is boring. The family is boring. The family is afraid, but the family doesn't have herpes. The kids who left home have herpes. The typical Time Life reader is the one with herpes. Time magazine gives you its version of the world and puts you there, but it's not the world I live in, pals and gals. The Time Life world is this strange alternative universe, a looking glass world where everything has the same flat look. Murder and movies, people and politics all get the same slightly snide, even-handed style. To the average reader, the threat of nuclear annihilation and the situation in the Mideast, the flights to outer space, all get the same weight in that loose empire prose as pictures of Marilyn Monroe, who seems to pop up in Life magazine every 5 years or so like some kind of periodic half-clad goddess. Marilyn Monroe's image seems to have the same significance to the people at Life as images of the Virgin Mary in small south-of-the-border villages. All right, I'm bitter. I applied for a job at Time, reviewing records. They wouldn't hire me. But history has shown me the world is full of tragedy, revenge, larger-than-life events, King Lear and Oedipus. How does that tragedy compare with the embarrassment and inconvenience of herpes? Herpes is irritating, sure, but people aren't going to start bringing wetsuits and gloves to intimate contact with other human beings. They might stop reading Time magazine, though. I would. Look where you buy that magazine, at newsstands. Thousands of people have thumbed through those magazines. Who knows what diseases those readers have? You don't know where Time has been. You only know where it's coming from, because I just told you. Look, I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Catch them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.